Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For many of you, it's the first time that you have sat in a channel with my partner in the chair that you could see him live. It's different than listening to a recording. There is an opportunity here for you to discern and feel something that you cannot do unless you're here live. There's an entourage that comes in here that belongs not to me, but to you. My partner steps aside. It is not him speaking, it is not him talking. We're using the facilities of the human body, the intellect, the emotion, the logic, the connection, the culture and the language to give you information. We have told you before, this is the way that Spirit has always spoken to humanity. We've said this over and over. All of the scriptures written by humans. It has to be that way. And the few times that an angel will occur, perhaps in an older time, when consciousness was less receptive to truth in this way, they were written that the angels would speak to the humans and then the humans would carry a message. Many of the masters of the planet had that happen for them, to them. But now you're of a consciousness where it is always available at any time. It's almost like you were your own angel. And the issue is a straightforward one, that as you grow out of a survival consciousness, you have to grow into a graduate consciousness, and it's difficult. Even though the tools are always there, always have been, you got to do a little digging to get them. It's not necessarily what your parents told you or those spiritual teachers of old told you. In fact, sometimes it's contrary to what you were told, that you might be able to do masterful things without going to see a master. That the mastery of old has been applied to the old soul in this new age. Literally, across the veil of time, applied to you. We made a statement once, and we're going to make it again, that there are many who are expecting the return of their master. That in this time frame, after the millennium, it was predicted that the return of many masters would happen on this planet. Depending on your culture, you heard this over and over. There'll come a day when he or she will be back. And I've said it before, they are back. And they have been back for some time. Not as humans walking the planet to be worshipped or to set up another church, or to confirm or deny who's right or wrong. Instead, they are together as a confluence of energy that is on the grids of this planet, affecting the consciousness of this planet, because they are there to give you what they taught. And if you will open up, this is the kind of wisdom that is now available. This is the shift. There are so many tools that nobody has really itemized or put down yet because they are so new, or written about because they are so new. We've talked about what's available now on the crystalline grid. We're now talking about what we'll even call a master grid. There's so much help. We've talked about the nodes and the nulls of the planet being set up to vacuum away the old and push in the new in a push-pull situation. All of these things, metaphoric, metaphysical, for you. They're not for somebody else. They're for you. And here you sit, and some of you are starting to feel it, and your reaction, you're overwhelmed. There's too much stuff. You're overwhelmed. What should I do? I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. And I don't know what to do. And the answer we give you is this: don't be so linear. I want you to absorb something very special, and here it is. Listen to this. There are many emotions on the planet. many. You can start listing them. And this is old information from the Master's lips, but the greatest of these is love. In this new energy, we have told you there is a revision of how strong certain energies are in comparison to others. We've told you that compassion and benevolence are starting to win the battle and be more attractive than anything else. My partner makes mention of what you see on your media, that on television they try to sell you one kind of thing, but the free services on the media are winning. People want to see children. They want to see animals. They want to see heroic things. They want to see beautiful things by the tens of millions. It's starting to happen. That people are starting to change what they want to see, how they wish to be entertained, what they want for their children, what they want for the planet. The planet is starting to reject the idea of war in general, ever. And you're only in the infancy of a new energy, and yet you've come to this place. There are battles yet to come. There are battles of old ways against new ways. There are the battles of frustration against peace. You will lose some and win some, but the general progress will be winning more than not. As the planet starts to grow out of a survival consciousness, dear ones, all of the planet is involved in this, and they're not all old souls. That means you have to be the leaders. It affects everyone, not a few. And if you are ever told that just a few will be involved in the shift, you don't understand. There are many emotions, but the greatest of these is love. And it's going to win. And in the compassion benevolence department, the planet is going to start seeing the logic of becoming kinder and gentler in general. There'll come a day when you see the kinds of things you're seeing on TV today in your election, and they will be abhorrent to you. And you will say, what were we thinking? It won't work that way in the future. You will be attracted to mature thought, thinking, the high road, and benevolence. It's coming. These are the things that we speak about right now that to some of you seem impossible and even silly. And I will say to you, wait until it happens and look back on this day. Things are not always what they seem. I have more tonight to tell you about this and more. The planet is starting to grow up. This message comes from the creative source. It always has. My partner is not involved. It is up for each person to discern that. Up to every single one of you. Is it real? Is it not? That's free choice. Some of you will let this energy in, and some of you will not. Some of you will leave here unconvinced this was anything at all for you to be interested in. And yet time is odd. You cannot erase what you see today. There is no delete button in your brain. And when some of you need this information, it will come flooding back, and the love of God will come with it. You're not done yet. And so it is.